stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
So you haven't contacted insurance to see if you can save on your car insurance? Well, maybe you should. And you could save. You could be like one of their clients, one of their many clients, in particular, a 37-year-old man who saved a massive 1,368 rand a year when he insured his white 2017 Toyota Corolla Quest 1.6. That's 1,368 rand back, all because he switched and saved. See if you can save. Just SMS out to 34474. Our insurance is a licensed insurer and FSB. Premiums, they are risk profile dependent and reviewed annually. T's and C's apply. Okay. Always nervous before you go for an operation, right? That is this man. Now, look. Okay, so his wife gets in touch with me and says, listen, going in for an operation today. He's kind of nervous. He's got good surgeons. He's got the best that he can get. And a couple years ago, he went for a bladder operation.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife says the only thing he was concerned about was, and the exact terminology he used with the surgeon, he said, surgeon, doc, is there anything in this operation that can affect my bedroom abilities as a side effect?
Mm-hmm.
That was his whole concern.
Mm-hmm. Priority check.
Wasn't worried about any other side effect. So now he's going in for a knee operation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put him under general anesthetic. And his wife said to him, are you going to be worried about your bedroom abilities again? He's mm-hmm. like, no, it's the knee. I mean,
mm-hmm.
nothing's connected.
Mm-hmm. I'm safe. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I love her.
So he's had all the consultations and the advice, and doctors have gone through side effects and with the knee op, and the only one that they've really brought up is they said, well, later on in life, you could get arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready for the op. But now I'm coming in as as another surgeon.
And I'm sure you have lots to say.
I'm sure I do. I'm told that Eugene is very scared of the procedure.
Yes, and he's going tomorrow. Because even today I could see he's telling me, you know, I think I'm a little bit nervous. I said, please just get it out of your head now. He's going under anesthetic, yeah. The biggest thing is, he always says, Darren will never catch me. I said, don't open your big mouth.
Well, we shall see.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Kupimas, please.
Speaking.
It's Dr. Van Staden here. This is just the pre-med for your check-in tomorrow. Just wanted to see if everything was all on track. 6 a.m. check-in.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. You do know no eating after 10 o'clock tonight. No fluids either.
Yes.
Dr. Oosthuizen and Dr. Moelman, I'm the specialist physician for the operation, so I'm kind of like the site manager, for want of a better term.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. You're the main guy there.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Okay, now, but everything's going perfect. They got all the authorization numbers. Everything is fine. I got the pre-booking as well there.
Dr. Moelman's gone through the side effects purely as a legality. We need to discuss this with you before.
Yes.
This is very, very routine, this procedure.
Okay.
Dr. Oosthuizen explained to you about the possibility of arthritis later on.
Yes, he did tell me that.
I know you're a fit guy, so recovery should be quicker than somebody that isn't as fit.
Yeah.
The other side effects that we just need to go through, one of the most important ones, and this is why doctor didn't want to bring it up in his rooms while your wife was present. In your left knee going all the way down to your foot, I don't know if you know anything about all the nerve endings in the bottom of your feet.
No.
In the left knee, there is a nerve that goes into what we call the pubis maximus.
Not the pubis.
Okay, and that is a nerve that goes right up into your pubic bone from your knee.
Okay.
There is a possibility of
erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
You've got a 50-50 chance.
So what is the erectile dysfunction?
What is erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
Let me break it down. Can't pitch a tent. Floppy jalopy. Wangxiety. Wet spaghetti.
No.
Trying to put a marshmallow in a parking meter. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm...
Wow.
No.
He's Afrikaans.
You know your... you know your pork sword?
Okay.
Your angry cyclops. Your thrill drill.
Okay.
Your bang stick.
Mm-hmm.
Your DNA cannon. Your ham candle. You know what I'm talking about now?
Yes, yes. Wow. Okay, but what's the chances of that?
50-50.
Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Oosthuizen, he's a fantastic surgeon, and only... three of his last six patients.
No,
man. How will we know about that now? Will you check same time if you get nerve or not?
No, well, there's no way that we could test. I mean, we could basically give you a magazine to look at, and if nothing happens, and if nothing happens, then, well, unfortunately, it's a worst-case scenario. How do you think your wife would feel about that?
Well, I'll speak to her now, and then who's going to be there in the morning? Are you going to be there, or Dr. Worsten?
I'll be there. We'll all be there.
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Great, Mr. Cook. You must.
Okay.
Ciao. See you in the morning. Bye-bye.
Ciao, bye. Mm-hmm. Now, you said what are the other options they can do?
Well, are you still going to go now?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Kupniemas.
Yes.
It's Dr. Van Staden here.
Yes, doctor.
Did you speak to your wife?
I'm actually busy speaking to her now.
Have you had all the children that you plan on having?
Sure, doctor.
That is good news. Just from a guy to a guy. I would just suggest that, you know, tonight, maybe jump on it one last time. Tonight I'd hit it because you never know, it might be the last.
Hold on, yeah, just hold on, have a word with my wife. Hold on, you can explain it to her. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, doctor?
Yes, ma'am, hello.
My husband was just explaining to me about this procedure.
Okay, just repeat after me. So it won't it won't be a bad thing if we never have sex again.
Well, it won't be a bad thing if we don't live.
If we don't
have sex again.
Yeah.
Well, now he says that you must cancel the procedure.
Yes, sir.
I said you can cancel the whole procedure.
Why? Why is that?
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Kupsami. Sorry, we have terrible signal area here. Sorry, we got cut off there. Yeah, so what was your instruction, sir?
Go for it.
Well, I'm not going to risk it now,
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Would you do something like that if they ask you to? To ask you something like that, and there's a 50-50 chance, would you risk it?
Well, it all depends on how important my love life is to me. How important is your love life to you?
No, now you're asking me nonsense now.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a legitimate question. So would you rather walk or...
You ask me how important is my love life to me?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Just cancel the procedure. That's all.
Well, sir, I'm just saying it's priorities here. It's would you...
I'll try something else. Don't worry about it. I've been suffering with it all along, so it's not going to make a difference now in the next couple of days to me.
Okay.
I mean, they could have told me this last week, and now I must make a decision.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Tell him just to cancel it.
So you don't want to just hit it one last time tonight and take a chance tomorrow?
No, I'm not taking a chance tomorrow. It's fine. You know what? But just cancel it. Just cancel the thing and that's it. I don't need to explain myself now. You can cancel it. I mean, I spoke to a surgeon last week as well. And nothing like this came up. They never tell me anything like this. So just cancel it.
Are you guys like once a week, twice a week, three times a week?
Listen, do you understand or you don't understand what I'm telling you? You can't ask me questions if I'm answering you on something.
Okay, can I recommend another surgeon?
No, just cancel it. I'll find my way out of it, don't worry.
This is Dr. Simpson here.
Who?
Dr. Wackhead Simpson.
Simpson.
You said you'll never ever catch me.
Yes.
You'll never ever catch me.
You see, my wife set you up to this, and I didn't want to say. You asked me, I must eat it for the last tonight and take a chance.
Yeah.
But now, because my wife set me up to this, I also eat it on the other side also.
Wow.
Cancel it.
Wow. Cancel it. No hesitation.